that God's promise to Abraham was that I'll make you a great nation. I'll make you a blessing. I will bless those that bless you, and I'll curse those that curse you, and in you shall all the peoples of the earth be blessed. Abraham was tested. How do we handle proving times? I know that we have to ponder how we've dealt with it in the past, but watch this. The biggest test of Abraham's faith wasn't leaving his father's house. It wasn't giving up Ishmael. But it was when he's called to go to, not to get from, but to go to the place I'll show you, to the place of sacrifice, to the place as seen in the text for this preaching moment. And this is not easy. He is being called to cut ties with his future. Isaac is the hope of his life, the joy of his old age. Abraham has been instructed to cut ties with his past and is now being instructed to cut ties with his future. Isaac was representing his posterity. He was the son of promise, the one God said would be Abraham's heir from his own loins. And while Ishmael was the son of the flesh, Isaac was the son of promise. The future generations who were to be as numerous as the stars in the sky, the sands on the seashore, and the dust of the earth. He's telling him, cut ties. Look, Isaac's name is Laughter. But how do you go from laughter to smoke? How do you go from the joy of your heart to a burnt offering? How do you cut ties with the one that you have been longing for all of your life, and now your laughter has been turned to smoke? This kind of instruction creates tension in one's life. Y'all ever been in tension? You ever felt like God was twisting you, stretching you, and you didn't understand why you was in the middle of what you were? God is asking for all your cut ties with all that's natural in your past, cut ties with all that's natural in your present. He's asking for it all. Can God have it all? I don't know whether he has it all, because we still hold on. But it's best that we learn how to give him all. Look, why would God instruct Abraham to sacrifice his son, his only son, the son whom he loved? It's in the text. It's in 22:1. It says, after these things, God tested Abraham. Can I tell y'all it's only a test?